And you, the Fruit of the Spirit Action Plan is a thank you gift for your donation of any amount. Join us as we strive to relieve human suffering around the world and share the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The faith crises. All right, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind." Say that with me, after his kind. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Here we witness in the Word of God, where we see it quite often, what we call the law of double reference. The Scripture is full with the law of double reference. It's a principle, and the principle is everything produces after its own kind. Everything produces after its own kind, not just the trees and the fish. He says, his kind, its kind. All right? So trees, animals, men, whatever, produce after their own kind. The point out in kind that I want to make in relation to this message tonight is that words will produce after their kind, or words will produce images. Right? Words produce images. We transfer images through words. See, words produce images. Now, fear-filled words will produce fearful images. Faith-filled words will produce faith-filled images, or images that are full of faith. All right? Fear-filled words. Now, somebody can be trying to intimidate you with their words. But if you're wise, there are times where you need to keep silent and not get drawn into conversation that can cause you to begin to fear. Because it's your words. When Goliath faced off against David, Goliath spoke threats and curses upon David, but David didn't answer him or just stand there and accept that he spoke out his confession. One of two things that you need to do. Sometimes you're in a situation where it's not good to say anything, but sometimes you're in a situation where you need to overcome that with your confession. See, the word of a free spirit will always overtake the word of a spirit that's bound, the words of an enemy. Remember, the devil said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. I." And the moment God spoke, he said, "Thou shalt." Shut everything off. See, the word of a free spirit. See, sometimes we're silent when we need to speak. Hello? You know, you ever had fear grip you until you start speaking? You have authority to change the atmosphere, to drive the spirit of fear or fear itself out. Amen. Because words produce images. In Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I always like to expound upon that verse in reference to the fact that we will only understand certain things through faith. Without faith, you can try to figure it out and reason it out, and you'll never get it. You'll never get it. You try to put one and one together, and it'll never work. It's through faith we understand certain things. You must first believe. Anyone come to God, he must first believe. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Really, it's impossible to approach God. All right, so the worlds were framed. Now, here is an interesting phrase, were framed. The worlds were framed. The phrase were framed means to adjust, to fit, to finish, to complete. It means to put a thing in its appropriate position, to establish, to set up, to equip. And I love this word. It means to arrange. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed or arranged by the word of God. Now, Job simply says, and we know this verse well, in Job 22, 28, Job says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. I think sometimes the challenge is in being diligent, is in persevering. You know, when we persevere, it takes us from preference to conviction. It takes us from only wanting to obtaining. It takes us from just desiring to being convinced and convicted about something. Amen? Now, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, as I said earlier, the Lord says to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Lord talks about first his mouth, the human organ of speech, our organ of speech. In other words, this book of the law, this word, shall not depart. Don't let it leave your mouth. Don't start talking about something else. Don't let anything else dominate or prevail in your conversation. Don't let this word take a back seat to something else. Don't let a fact take the place of the truth. Don't let a circumstance cause you to speak differently than this word that I've given to you. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. Whenever something comes that's contrary to it, speak the word. I don't know how it's going to work, but this is what the Bible says. I believe it, and that settles it. And that's what I'm talking about. Don't let this word depart out of your mouth, the human organ of your speech. See, when God refers to man, the mouth is portrayed, now listen, as the external manifestation of an individual's character and disposition. The mouth is an external manifestation of a person's character and disposition. You're around a person long enough and you hear them talk, you'll recognize whether they are a person of character or not. You'll recognize what they're about through their speech. So when the Lord talked to him, he said, meditate. Say that with me, meditate. Say it again, meditate. We want a biblical understanding of meditating. We don't want to be afraid of that word. occult groups and, you know, all kind of secular buzz groups and what have you, they talk about meditating. And sometimes the church can draw back from that word simply because they heard it, you know, from an occult group or a yogi, you know, they meditate, or transcendental meditation. But let's go to the scripture, because the scripture talks about meditating. You can bring it into a modern little phraseology. Some call it chewing the cud. You know how a cow will chew? A cow, if I understand correctly, I don't have it in front of me, but it has like four stomachs. And they will chew and chew and chew and chew and chew and chew. I mean, chew the cud. They will chew the life out of something. You know what I mean? It passes from stomach to stomach. And it's, I don't know how it turns into milk, but they chew the cud. You know what I mean? In other words, they chew it. When we talk about meditating, we're not talking about just reading something one time. You know, like I know, there are things in the scripture that you've read years ago. And the Spirit sometimes will lead you to that again. And if you have a mind of study, these are some of the challenges we have, because the world is always moving so fast. And we talk about acceleration in the kingdom, but that doesn't mean that you got to move with haste. That doesn't mean that you just running around hasty and, you know, acceleration. No, you're in a hurry. We're talking about God accelerating things. It don't mean you getting in a hurry. You getting hasty. God's going to accelerate things. Extraordinary. Going to put some extra on the ordinary. Things are going to accelerate towards you. My wife just informed me of something, but I had another situation. We talked about this months ago, and I'd been praying about it. I just left it with the Lord. All of a sudden, I get news. Something else that I talked to God about is coming towards me. There's about four things since the beginning of this year that, you know, I'm taking note of these things. Because I've not pursued them. I've prayed about them. Then I determined to wait on God. You know, sometimes we get like Abraham and we say, you know, okay, how is this thing going to work out? I better do something. You know, I know there are times where we need to, you know, do something. But there are times when you pray about certain things and you begin to pursue God. You understand what I mean? And you don't put all your energy into pursuing this thing. There's a seed you need to put in the ground, but then you leave it and say, okay, Lord, I did what I could there. I'm not going to get anxious over this. I'm not going to put this in place of pursuing you. And you know what? As you wait upon him, God takes that thing if you really give it to him, and he'll do it in a way that you couldn't do it. Look at somebody, tell him, he'll save you some money. Yeah, he will. He'll do things that you couldn't do, and he'll do it better. He said, meditate. Now, the word meditate, it means to mutter, to imagine, to ponder, to decree, to command, to determine, order, decide. And it means to speak, talk, or utter. To mutter, imagine, ponder, decree, command, determine, order, decide, speak, talk, or utter. That's a whole lot more than just sitting somewhere with your eyes closed.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis, The Language of Faith. The word of a free spirit will always overcome the bound spirit. Speak and believe. Drive out fear. Be thoughtful and deliberate in what you say. Fear-filled words produce fear-filled images, and faith-filled words produce faith-filled images. The tongue writes things on your heart, and what you say makes a difference. You must be precise and accurate with what is coming out of your mouth. Use faith language. Heaven will create a dialogue with the kingdoms of this earth and cause a shift and transference of ownership to occur.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.